What's up, everyone? Okay, I cannot believe it that yesterday was my 8th year anniversary on YouTube. So 8 years ago yesterday, I uploaded my first video. We're going to talk about that in a second. I'm going to show you a little bit of that video, but I want to tell a story, which I will tell. And I think it's an instructive story, and it's something that I tell at the few live shows that I've done. But first, I'm going to just, I'm having a sale. I know you hear this every week. This is basically my ad read. Think of this as a podcast, but my ad is not some corporation that I'm shilling for. It's the courses that I sell to help you guys become a better musician. It's my Beato anniversary bundles on sale. 8 years, $89. For the next few days. What's that include? My Beato Book Interactive Bundle, which is my complete 500-page music theory text that's I wrote over 25 years, over 30 years, actually. Hundreds of audio examples of the book, dozens of video lectures, 500-page textbook instruction, and it's an interactive, it's a video course. It's not a book, it's a video course. My ear training program, which has 80 video lessons, hundreds of interactive training modules to improve your ears so you become better at hearing things. It's got a 20-page booklet that goes with it. My Beato Beginner Guitar Course, that's 28 video lessons for complete beginners. And then my Quick Lessons Pro, which has a five hours of videos for more intermediate to advanced players. That's all for $89. Okay, let me talk about this. About how one day can change your life. Okay. So this is really, I think, kind of an interesting thing. I'm gonna show you a picture here. What this picture is from my phone that I just took 5 minutes ago. Now this is December 15th of 2015. Now there's a video that circled there. That is the first video I did with Dylan and put on Facebook that overall ended up getting about 80 million views or so. Not on YouTube, on Facebook. But if you go to the videos before that, I'm at a concert at Lennon's school earlier that day in the morning. I went to her school. I took a bunch of videos of her singing with the chorus on stage and things like that, all those. And this, the one little inconspicuous 1 minute and 28 second video is in there out of the blue, and then it goes back to other things. There's Layla in the car and out in the driveway. There's looks like me playing the piano or somebody playing the piano, I don't know who, and a couple other drawings and things like that. But that one video is why I'm talking to you today, because one little decision that you make can change the rest of your life. Just like you can pick up an instrument today like the guitar and become a songwriter. You may never have done it before. You may never have played an instrument before. You buy my bundle, you get that beginner guitar course, you start learning E minor and A minor and G and D and C. And then you're like, I can come up with a song. You know, just one decision. I'm always fed these things on Instagram. Let me turn this off here. So I'm always fed these videos on Instagram. I'm not sure why Instagram thinks that I need to get inspirational videos, but I'm always getting the ones where people are you know, jumping off buildings and going on zip lines and or the squirrel suit things or whatever, or people that are trying to inspire me. I saw this thing with this guy, Scott Galloway, that comes up. He's a professor, I guess, at NYU. And he talks about follow your talent, not your passion. And I think, okay. He said the only people that follow their passion are people that are rich, the kids of people that made billions in iron ore smelting. I don't even know what that is, but that you should really follow your talent, and then whatever you become talented at will eventually become your passion. So I think about this about myself. Okay, my passion is music. And I've always followed music. But then again, music is my talent too. Was there a point where music was not my talent? Well, I was really talented in sports. And the thing that stopped me, the story that I tell when I do my live my live shows, the few that I've done, I talk about breaking my ankle, and you guys have heard the story, when I was in eighth grade. And I was sidelined for the whole summer, and there was a guitar there that my brother had, and I picked it up, and I had a Mel Bay chord book, and that's when I started learning the guitar. I already played in the orchestra in school and everything. I already passed the C-Shore test, which is a music aptitude test. I knew I had an aptitude towards music, but I thought I'm way better in sports because I used to win track meets and things like that. I was a good basketball player. I was always good in sports. But once I got on the guitar, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I got in bands. I started playing gigs. And I thought, wow, this is really, I'm better at music than I am in sports. And that was really kind of an interesting thing. Not only was I better, but I immediately became more passionate about it because it was fun to play. And playing gigs and playing for people was amazing. It was really, really a profound thing. And my obsession with music grew. And then I thought, well, this channel, what is this channel? 8 years of doing this. Why is my channel successful? I guess you would say this channel is successful. Why? Is it because I'm good at making videos? Or is it because of all the stuff that I've learned in my life because I'm passionate about learning? And maybe learning is my talent. Maybe it's not just music. Maybe it's just learning in general. I want to show you something. I want to show you my first video that I did 8 years ago, basically today, but yesterday. Okay, so this is 6 months after that Dylan video. I started my YouTube channel. I had about 40 subscribers. Out of those 40 subscribers, about 30 of them were my family members. So, okay, so this is the, let's see here. Let me find this video here. Here we go. So this is basically an ear training video. Let's see if this works here. Display thing here. Okay, so here we go. I just downloaded this from YouTube.
I feel like a car salesman.
Okay, so this is me 8 years ago today, basically. And I'm talking to GL or Ken, who's in the control room recording this. Now, my wife let me use her camera here. And
I feel like a car salesman.
I feel like a car salesman because when I started doing this first video, it was like, what? Now, when you click into the video, people still comment on this video. I looked at it the other day. It has 1.7 million views, 1.6 million views.
Major third interval, the notes C and E. What I want you to be able to do is simply sing the two notes that I'm playing. Now, this, to many of you, would be easy, but you would be surprised that many people find this difficult.
Okay.
My daughter Lennon isn't one of them.
Okay, so I enlisted my daughter Lennon for this video to sing on it, to show people, okay, this is easy to do. Lennon can do it. Well, I mean, Lennon actually has a great ear for this. But I wanted to show people, I'm making my first YouTube video. I don't even know what this is, right? And people are commenting on this now from 8 years ago. The video has 1.6 million views, okay? Now, it didn't have that many views. When it came out, it had 25 views. And maybe after, you know, 3 months or so, it had 125 views, but I stuck with it. I stuck with it. And what did I have? So I made all these theory videos, these weird, weird videos. Let me see some of these other ones. This is about a week later. And this is a thing that's...
Have you ever heard me talk about polychords?
So my wife stopped letting me use your camera. She says, I don't want you using my camera anymore. Now look how bad, this is with an iPhone. Look how distorted this is.
Have you ever heard me talk about polychords? I know you have in some of the other episodes. Well, today I'm gonna tell you what they are, how they're built, and how to use them.
Okay, so then you go into here, and then I go into the control room.
this.
Okay, when I watch these weird videos, I wonder, how in the world did my channel ever get successful when I made these completely esoteric videos? Somebody said, "Man, this man aging backwards." Thank you, whoever, who said that? Seven Catter. That's actually very funny. I'm aging backwards. Is it, I think that's a great compliment there. So, so these videos, these really esoteric music videos, I'm gonna play another one here. This is pretty fun. Okay. Then I do, I did some mixing videos, right? This particular one, let's see here, open with QuickTime here. A lot of these are done in the control room. Now I'm still producing people. Look at this, blue shirt. My God, it looked terrible.
Just a little bit of a click of the snare, and then they put a sample in,
So I'm talking about
hearing the tuning of the white noise in the sample.
So I'm talking about mixing. I'm using Pro Tools. It's really a, I was just doing anything, just whatever came to mind, which is pretty much what my channel still is. It's really whatever is interesting at the time. And then eventually, 2 years later, in January of 2018, I started What Makes a Song Great. 2019, I did my first 4K video in July of 2019. And I thought, people used to say, oh man, YouTube, these ridiculous things you'd hear from people. YouTube only pushes 4K videos. I'm like, what? Okay, so I put up my first 4K video, which was my top 20 acoustic guitar intros of all time, which has about 20 million views. And I thought, oh my God, that's the secret. That's the secret of YouTube, 4K videos. That's pretty funny, right? It just so happened that people thought that video was interesting and clicked on it. So there is no secret to YouTube. It's just to do things that you believe in, right? That's why this whole thing about learning, it's never too late to learn things. My dear friend, Peter Smart, that passed away 2 years ago that I made a video for, he was 91 at the time, always learned music. I get upset when I start thinking of Peter. He was really a mentor, somebody that I met early in my channel and I used to talk to all the time. We'd video chat. I never met him in person, but he was always learning, practicing, learning new voicings. You know, he would learn stuff out of my Beato book and say, Rick, check this out. I learned this thing here. What were you thinking when you did this? And it used to blow my mind. When I first met him, he was, 86, I think. And I was thought, wow, this guy that's 86 years old is practicing and learning things from my Beato book. It blew my mind. And I thought, I want to be like Peter. I want to be learning when I'm in my 80s, when I'm in my 90s. I'm lucky to live that long. I'm knocking on wood right here. I want to keep learning my whole life. And this whole process of making this channel and making available for you guys that the benefits, not only of the things that I was lucky enough to learn through my incredible education that I've talked about many times growing up in the Fairport school systems, but then being able to go to Ithaca College, get my undergrad in classical bass, my master's at New England Conservatory in jazz guitar, being a music producer, a songwriter, all these things I decided I'm going to make available to anyone that has an internet connection. And I've gone and I've reinvested the things that I make on this channel to bringing content without sponsors or anything, really through sell, you know, luckily I had written my Beato book, and that's a thing I was able to sell early on in my channel to make a living and keep making videos for you guys. I'll just do one more plug for their 8th anniversary sale. My Beato bundle is for sale for $89. That's what makes the channel go and also helps you become a better musician. It's got my ear training course, my theory course, beginner guitar, and my advanced guitar, just to say it easily. I talked about it in the beginning of the thing. You can click on another tab and go there. It's at rickbeato.com. The sale goes for the next, I think, 3 days or so. But really, that is the sponsor of this channel. And that's what allows me to bring all these videos, interviews with people. I went to see the Rolling Stones the other night, and my friend Dave is their front of house mixer. I got to go and meet Keith Richards, guitar tech, Pierre. I met Don, the drum tech, for us, who was Charlie Watts, then Steve Jordan's drum tech. Got to talk to him, got to see all Keith's guitars. I interviewed Dave, which I'll be releasing probably next week on the channel here, about being a sound man for the Rolling Stones for 20 some odd years. The biggest gig you can have. Dave's done the Super Bowl multiple times. He mixes in stadiums, and he's amazing. He's a genius at this. And there's very few people that can do this. But these are the things that I'm able to take all these things I've learned in my life and give them back to you. And that's really the mission of this channel. And it's like, am I accomplishing that mission? I got a super chat here. I'm not sure how to get it up there on the thing. Aaron, how do I look at my super chat? Can you click on that? Make me where I can see it, or Mike? I can't see you. Somebody just gave me a $100 super chat. Thank you for that. But I can't see who it is. I click on it. I don't know why. Why can't I see that, guys? Oh my God. Aaron, if you can put it up, thank you for whoever just gave me the super chat. I really appreciate it. That's amazing. Wait, maybe I can see it up in here. Oh, here we go. John Eden. Finally, you watched your video with David, the Warren host by Pure Mix. Highly recommended. Oh, my dear friend, David Bendith is amazing. Thank you, John. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. So, I just did a What Makes This Song Great of the Police. And to me, this is kind of like the fully realized version of What Makes This Song Great. I did a song that I'm passionate about, Walking on the Moon. I have the tracks for it. I have Stuart Copeland talking about it, Andy Summers talking about it, and Sting talking about it. That to me is like the ultimate What Makes This Song Great, where I interviewed all the people from the band because of this channel being successful. I mean, it's really amazing, right? That it started with these weirdo music theory videos, polychords, spread triads, all this stuff, and kind of esoteric music theory videos, and then and ear training and everything. And then who would think that 6 years later that I would have Sting on my channel, and Pat Metheny, and Keith Jarrett, and Andy Summers, and Brad Meldow, and all these people that I've been able to interview, Kirk Hammett. I mean, it mind-boggling. I can't even, you know, Tommy Emmanuel, it's really, really mind-bending, right? Anything is possible. It just occurred to me, it's kind of like when I didn't get into college for music. I auditioned at two colleges, Fredonia State University and Ithaca College in the spring of 1980, and I got rejected from both. I told this story early on in my channel. I'm not ashamed of it. I was ashamed of it at the time. I never told the truth to my parents about it. I told them but I got into school because I was good in track. And I went to Fredonia State, and I was a history major for one semester. And then I re-auditioned at Ithaca, and I got in. And then 6 years later, I was teaching there in the same office that I got rejected in. So it's like I started this YouTube channel. and with 40 subscribers. And then a few years later, I'm interviewing Sting and I'm interviewing Keith Jarrett on all these people that, all these people that I never even could imagine to, I'm trying to think of all the people I've interviewed so many different people. It's really, I feel bad. Sting, Tommy Emmanuel, Pat Metheny, Chris Novoselic, Kim Thiel, Kirk Hammett, Steve Lukather, Matteo Mancuso, Dominic Miller, Yngwie, Greg Bissonette, Tim Henson, Peter Frampton, Billy Corgan, Eric Johnson, Joe Bonamassa, Andy Summers, Derek Trucks, Butch Vig, Mateus Asato, Maynard James Keenan, Brian May, Tim Pierce, many videos I've made with Tim, Daniel Lanois, Brendan O'Brien, Stuart Copeland, Michael McDonald, John Petrucci, Danny Carey, you know, Marty Friedman, Christopher Cross, all these different people, Al DiMeola, George Benson, Robert DeLeo. I mean, it's really Michael Omardian. It's Tosin Abasi, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Paul Gilbert, Larry Carlton, Steve Morris, Adrian Belew, all these, Tony Levin, think it's really Josh Fries, Steve Gadd, Matt Cameron, Bjorn Elvaeus from ABBA, John Schofield, John Anderson, Frank Gambale, Stephen Wilson, Miles Kennedy, Pliny, Vinnie Caliuta, Michael Beinhard, Chuck Rainey, Paul Reed Smith, Robin Ford, Jimmy Chamberlain, Lee Sklar, Thomas Newman, Ron Carter, Bill Schnee, I mean, Bela Fleck, Victor Wooten, Kurt Rosenwinkel. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Steve Jordan, John Petrucci, Sinister Gates, Emily Saliers, Jordan Rudess, Jeff Berlin, Antonio Sanchez. Oh my God, it's like, it's all those, Dweezil Zappa. Yes, Gary Husband. They're all that, look, all these people, Bernard Purdy. I've interviewed all of them. Go to my channel. And they're there for anyone to watch anytime. There's no paywall, nothing. And the only thing I sell on my channel, I give away the proceeds. I don't want to, I don't need any thanks for that. I give away, you know, for my Gibson signature guitar, all the proceeds goes to Save the Music to help people, help public schools with music programs. That's what that does. I don't make a cent on the guitars. They've made them three different times and that's, and all the stuff, my proceeds go to charity. Only thing that I do is I sell my own things. Mike has it in the chat there, the channel anniversary bundle on sale for $89. All four of my courses, my ear training course, my theory course, be out of, and I went through at the beginning of the video what each of those have, but they're all long video courses that took, in some things, my Beato book interactive was like a 30-year process of making that. So those are how I finance the channel. Somebody says, Matt says, Max Martin interview when? Well, I met Max. I talked to him for a couple hours. I asked him about interviewing him. He said he would do it at some point. But that point has not happened yet. Hopefully someday it will happen. I want to interview some of these incredibly gifted songwriters like that. I think it would be absolutely fascinating to talk to him. If you haven't seen my Brendan O'Brien interview, who did all these amazing records of the 90s and the 2000s, all, you know, the STP records, Pearl Jam records, Rage records. He mixed Super Unknown. He engineered and mixed Blood Sugar Sex Magik. He played the guitar solo, engineered and mixed the first two Black Crowes records, did the guitar solo Hard to Handle. And King's X, Dogman, and you name it. He engineered and mixed all these incredible records. And I have a three-hour interview with him that you can watch. You can watch my three-hour interview with Daniel Lanois where he talks about working with Peter Gabriel on So and Us and working with Bob Dylan, working with Willie Nelson, with Emmylou Harris, and with U2 on Unforgettable Fire, on Joshua Tree, on Achtung Baby, on All You Can't Leave Behind, on all these things. That's a three-hour interview. And I've got many more. I interviewed Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. That's coming out. I just interviewed Mike Mills from REM. The day before yesterday. That was amazing. Mike Mills right here. Unbelievable. All these people that I just, you know, it blows my mind. But it's because of you guys. It's because you have come back to this channel and made it what it is. I just put out things that I believe in. That's it. I put out things I believe in. I have an interview with Kip Winger, who's one of my dear friends, an incredibly talented orchestral composer, who's also in the band Winger. Ed Roland, who's an old friend of mine from Collective Soul. I have that video that just came out. I've got, you know, all these things that I've been lucky enough to do, along with all the other teaching videos. I went and testified in front of Congress twice because of this channel. Once on AI, once on fair use. And I will continue to bring you these things. And it's such an honor to be able to do this. That's the one thing that I wanted to come on here and say, is that I feel so honored that people keep coming back, and that my channel is as big right now as it's ever been. And that just is, you know, I can't thank you all enough for believing in what I do. I'm trying to always innovate on the content that I make. I had a video I made the other day. It's a two-part video. It's a new kind of concept. I uploaded it. I had Aaron and Mike watch it, and I said, "What do you think?" And Aaron said, "This is good." And Mike said, "This is good, but it's not quite there." But it's a great concept, and done right will be really interesting. It's like a video in two acts, because it's two different thoughts. And I thought, what if I put them together into acts? So hopefully I will have that together. And I'm trying to innovate in that way too. I'm doing a lot more short form content. I'm putting out a short almost every single day. And I've taken some of the long form song breakdowns and made them into 30 seconds, because this is all an art of how to do this. Learning is an art. Like, how do you actually learn to become a better musician? It's not just like you can buy my bundle, but if you don't open the things and practice them, if you don't go through the ear training things, it doesn't really do you any good. You have I always say it's the discipline study of a musical instrument. It doesn't have to be 8 hours a day. It doesn't have to be 1 hour a day. It can be 15 minutes a day, but you will get better. It doesn't matter how old you are. I am way better than I was when I started this channel. I'm a much better musician than I was when I started this channel. I know way more about music than I did when I started this channel. And I knew a lot about music. I had platinum records as a producer. I've had a number one song as a songwriter. Not that that's any big deal. I taught jazz studies. I've taught ear training, theory, arranging, jazz history, all this stuff. I have my undergrad in classical in music education. I have a K-12 certification. But none of that, all of that prepared me for this, except for the part about shooting videos and editing them, which I knew nothing about. But because of being an audio engineer from producing, I was able to learn to edit videos. But I learned these skills. I learned this at 54. I learned how to edit videos from scratch. I learned music production starting at age 37 with no experience before that, really. I didn't know one mic from the next, nothing like that. I'd like to know where you got your brown jacket you wore in many videos. Well, is it the rust-colored one? Because I got that at the Gap. It's like a corduroy jacket. I have a couple of corduroy shirts that I got at the Gap. I actually was there at the mall with Dylan, and I said, "What do you think of this, Dylan? Is this too weird looking?" He goes, "That actually looks pretty good. I bet that looked good on camera." I was like, "Okay, I'll buy it." And So that's what it was. Corduroy looks good, as does denim looks good on camera. That's why I wear denim. It's not like I wear denim all the time. I used to wear black t-shirts until everybody said, Rick, you look like a head floating in space because I used to have my background so dark. Street cred approved. I don't know what that means there. My street cred is that I got it at the Gap. I usually buy everything at Target. Pretty much everything I'm wearing is at Target. Although I wear the, I buy these t-shirts. These are like Eddie Bauer t-shirts. And I buy these ones because they're really black on screen. A lot of times when you buy cotton, it looks grayish. And I want my t-shirts to look black. I know that's like a real, really funny thing. Anyhow, so that's, I just wanted to come on and thank you guys today, thank you for that about the brown thing. That's pretty funny, actually. You know, sometimes people ask me those comments in the comments section, and I think it's very, very funny. I like that. Okay, so sales going out for the next few days. You can find it on the website. Go to rickbeato.com. Like I said, that's how I support my channel. You want to support the channel and become a better musician? Check out my Beato bundle. 48 years of knowledge packed into 4 courses. How's that? For $89. Sounds like a good deal to me. You guys are amazing. Thank you. I look forward to the next 8 years. For those of you that are on summer vacation, enjoy your summer vacation because it's because we're on there. And Paul Franklin interview, I will do that. Please, for the love of God, get Jerry Kentrell. I'm trying. All right. We'll see you guys. Have a great rest of your weekend, okay? Take care.